Good morning. Another relatively mild start to the day across interior New York and New England, with skies remaining cloudy overnight. Most of the scattered flurries that we saw, primarily downwind of Lake Ontario, have diminished, but we cannot rule a little bit of that activity out early this morning. Still, clouds will dominate through the morning and into the afternoon hours, limiting the sunshine, and that northwest breeze will prevent temperatures from getting quite as high as they did yesterday. Still will be above normal once again on this Tuesday, with highs reaching into the middle and upper 30s on average. Finally, clouds will begin to break up later on tonight, and with skies going mostly clear by sunrise, temperatures will drop back into the lower 20s. High pressure will dominate the weather through the middle of the week, and skies will be mostly sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures both days will be in the middle 30s. On Friday, we'll begin to see the effects of the next storm system as sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. It'll be dry right on through Friday afternoon and into the evening if you have plans after work at the end of the week. Highs will reach into the upper 30s once again. By Saturday, we'll watch for the exact track of this next system as energy will dive into the Great Lakes and moisture will stream out of the Gulf of Mexico. The combination of the two will create a storm along the mid-Atlantic coast, which will track to the north and east. The latest computer trends have this system staying well south and east of Long Island for the weekend, with the interior sections of New York and New England remaining on the northwest fringe of the storm. Still, we run the risk of rain and snow showers both weekend days, and of course, this is going to be highly dependent on the exact track of this system, with a closer approach, perhaps some steadier precipitation, especially closer to the coast. But right now, we'll go for rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s both days. Behind the system, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy for Monday, with highs back up toward 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest into the Northern Rockies will continue to be active through the first half of the week as Pacific moisture associated with multiple upper-level disturbances and fronts push through the region. Coastal regions and valleys can expect mostly rain with a couple of inches possible through Wednesday. The higher elevations of the Cascades should see snowfall amounts of over a foot, while the northern Rockies and into the Tetons may see snow approaching a foot across the highest terrain. Meanwhile, low pressure system developing across the southern plains will bring widespread showers and a few thunderstorms to much of Texas and parts of Oklahoma today, with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain into the central plains. Freezing rain amounts should generally be light, though snowfall accumulations of 2 to 6 inches with locally higher amounts are possible across the Oklahoma and North Texas panhandles into western Kansas. The system will track into the lower Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast tonight, spreading rain and that wintry precipitation into the deep south. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 3 degrees, with a northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 25, 67% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Zapata County Airport in Texas to a low of 2 at Taylor Park, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy, lower 40s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature, 39, that's 16 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still just 5.1 inches for the month, which is now 10.7 inches below normal, and 35.3 inches for the season, which is 2.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 1916, and the record low 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:03 p.m. 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny both days in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Friday in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with a chance of rain and snow showers in the mid to upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 40 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.